Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? For those who just came in, hope you are well. Okay, so let me see. Where did we stop? I think we stopped at this page. let us continue from here, lah. So so I found this PDF reader that can support the handwriting directly, and you know, the previous week look at that. Okay, let's take a look. 前面发无上菩提心是无我相人相无我相无人相无众生相无受者相. So, before this is the... Oh, actually, it's up to this point. So, that's wrong. Up to the red color mark, I think I did. Okay. So, how come the handwriting is a bit... This mark cannot be removed. Okay, don't care. So previously there was the whole few paragraphs about what it means by the 身相, the bodily features. In particular, the Buddha's bodily features, but the scope can and should cover all the perceptions we have that we grasp on as real, that we are attached to. So continuing from there, 唯有在自性空上, 没有一切的变化, 离明言相的不可思议境界, 就是佛的法身了. So we talk about Buddha's body. So here there is this concept of how come it's having this hand thing here? Huh? Every week there's something funny. About red color? See? How come it's constantly in the touch mode? See me, Daiji. Just now I just wrote, right? Yeah, let me close and open again. Where in doubt, close and open. So this is the advantage of the yoga. Yeah, because after a while you get used to how it works, then you don't have any issue. Now again, okay. They don't touch anything. So this for the fasen. So the what is this Dhamma body? So previously I've shared with you all, it actually refers to the ultimate reality. So this line here, starting from here to here, is describing that. What is ultimate reality? Yeah, 唯有在自性空上没有一切的变化. Yeah, so the conditioned phenomena, there's a lot of variety and changes. Yeah, why? Because conditions can change. But the underlying principle of emptiness, that itself, there's no changes, so to speak. But when you say there's no changes, it is that is not a tangible thing itself. Yeah? It's a principle. Yeah? It's the principle underlying it. So hence we say it doesn't have change. Not that there's something permanent there also. It's very easy to fall into the grasping that, oh, so all things are impermanent, but the Dharma itself is permanent. Yeah. The thing is, the Dharma is just a principle, yeah, the feature underlying it. Yeah. So it is not something by itself. But if you grasp onto the Dharma, then it becomes something for you to grasp on also. And then that itself can lead to suffering. Ultimate reality is not something tangible that you can just hold on to and grasp. Yeah? And so it's beyond change if you think about it. Yeah. So here it says that the underlying empty principle of emptiness yeah, itself is without change. Further, it is what? Li Ming Yan Xiang, the Bu Ke Shi Yi Jing Jie. So this state of ultimate reality, what else about it? It is beyond words. Yeah? Beyond words, what does beyond words mean? It means that it's beyond our conceptual domain. Yeah? Beyond our usage of words to define it. If you think about it, the same can be said about law of gravity. Yeah? Gravity is just called gravity. Without calling it gravity, it still works the way it is. F equals to ma is a codified expression to describe, you know, F equals ma, second law of gravity, right?
Second law of motion.
Second law of motion, huh? Yeah. So even before Isaac Newton come out with that formulation, it's the way it is. Yeah. When you throw this and it comes down, yeah, the behavior itself follows that principle. Whether you use words to describe or not, it is the way it is. So I see the parallel. Yeah? The underlying principle of emptiness is the same. The same in the sense that by itself, you know, no words. So in the Buddhist text, oftentimes, 不可思议境界, yeah, it is not fathomable. Yeah? Not something that we can use our perception to easily, you know, grasp onto. So this is what we call the Dharmakaya, the Buddha body, the Dharma body. Yeah. So one angle of it is, this is the fundamental principle that defines all phenomena. But at a later stage, then this become personified as though it's a literal body of the Buddha. Yeah. So, 法身是没有身住意灭的境界. So, in the domain of ultimate reality, there is no perceptible arising, formation, and then decay, and then destruction. 成住坏空，身住灭义. Yeah. No such a distinction. Such distinction is only found in what? In conditioned phenomena. This. Oh, you like that? Simi Dai Ji. Okay. Hey, Pao Chi Nali. So this, Sen Zhu Yi Mian. Also known as Chen Zhu Huai Kong. Sen Zhu Mian. Sen Zhu Yi Mian. So this is the cycle of change. This is referring to the cycle of change. And this is found in conditioned phenomena. So this part is interesting because conditioned phenomena is empty in nature. But yet in the emptiness nature, there is no 成住意灭. Yeah. So this is the interesting part. In a way, if you heard of this other principle, you'll find that, yeah, it's the same thing. Like, for example, we say change is constant. Yeah, in physics, there's this statement, change is constant. Yeah, nothing is constant except change. So there's a bit of paradox there. Yeah, we say nothing is constant. only change is constant. But if change is constant, then there's something that is constant, what? But change is not something by itself. It is a feature of all things. Can you understand? So you replace change with emptiness, it's exactly the same. All things are empty. We can say emptiness itself is beyond that. But in the Madhyamika school, we say even emptiness is empty. Yeah, even emptiness is empty. Why? Because emptiness is in relation to the conditionality of this world. Yeah, you cannot establish emptiness by itself. Yeah, cannot. So, 法身是没有生住异灭的境界. So this ultimate reality, here the word is 法身, in relation to the text. But 法身, as far as I'm concerned, it is actually a synonym to ultimate reality. So, 所以若见诸相非相，即见如来. So this is the earlier verse that we have gone through, and then this whole section is explaining this, yeah, explaining this statement. So, 见诸相非相, yeah, that is to mean you see ultimate reality. You see that the phenomena that we perceive in this world, yeah, is in fact without substance. It's not intrinsic. It's not inherent. Yeah. If you can see that, then you are seeing ultimate reality. Seeing things the way they are. And if you do that, then 即见如来. Then you see, truly see the Buddha. So,
若是学习佛法，能观一切法，无我无我所。 无我无所，一切法毕竟空，就能通达一切法，都是无相的。见诸法如，也就是见到佛了，而不是以三十二相来决定它是佛。So,
if one were to learn the Buddha Dharma, learn and practice the Buddha Dharma, then what?
能观一切法，无我无所。
Yeah, then you can contemplate and observe all phenomena. That all phenomena is without self, without the possession of the externality. Yeah, 一切法毕竟空. This term Zhouping should be very interested and familiar. Yeah, 一切法毕竟空. Actually, this 毕竟空 has a physics direct equivalence, and it is called entropy. Bijing Kong is basically describing entropy. Yeah? Entropy describes how things go to a state of from organized to disorganized, right? Yeah. Then ultimately to the heat death. The ultimate entropy is heat death. Yeah. For more information, go and search online. Google entropy heat death. That you will see is exactly what Bijing Kong is about. Bijing Kong is about how ultimately all things cease and tend towards void. Yeah. So how can one see this? When you learn Buddha Dharma, then you observe, you contemplate, you observe, then you see that, yeah, ultimately it is like this. Although there are so much differences, but all have the same final destination, which is towards void. Whether you like it or not. Whether it's a pleasant experience, it also tends towards void. Unpleasant experience also tends towards void. Yeah. Doesn't mean that the experience you have at that moment don't exist. But it exists in a way that we don't comprehend. The way we experience things is like that. When you experience something, you experience it as though the experience is inherent in that something. And that something, A, have experienced B, and the two are tied together and persist all the time. But in reality, we don't say that your experience being don't exist. It exists, but it exists not in and of A by itself, but in part due to A plus you plus all the other conditions, then B experience arises. And because of that, B is not inherent in A, not of A, but of all the conditions. And hence, after the moment of experiencing it, actually it's gone already. It's gone already. But in our perception, our experience of it, appears as though it's always like that. As though, but not like that. So what? If we can truly see this, then it may change the way we view things, how we relate to things and people, including ourselves. Yeah, our very existence. So, if we were to learn, just learning, we don't immediately see this. But if you were to learn and repeatedly over time, practice and observe closer with lesser and lesser of our own colouring, then we see clearly, the experience and the object itself, it's not that they are totally divorced, yeah, but it is not in and of by itself, yeah, but due to many conditions. Then you see that this is the nature of it. The trouble is, many times we don't see this, firstly. Secondly, after it's over, that snapshot impression is still in our mind. And our impression is the two A and B is together, is one. And continue to stay as A and B. When in fact, after that moment, A become A prime and B don't exist. No wonder we are always disappointed. Huh? Yeah, so if you can do that, then what happened? 就能通达一切法都是无相的. So here, of course, 无相, as explained, yeah, it is that all phenomena don't have any substantiality by itself. Yeah, behind it, no substantiality. Yeah. So 见诸法如，也就是见到佛了. So if you can see it in this way, then it's as good as having seen the Buddha. There are two layers to it. One layer is that that ultimate reality and Buddha is equivalent. Yeah, there seems to be this equivalency. Okay? So one angle is, yes, Buddha and ultimate reality is equivalent. Yeah. But there's another angle which I mentioned before, and it is that there's a reason why the Buddha positioned it that way. And it is in terms of its functionality or purpose. The purpose of seeing the Buddha should be the same as the purpose of seeing the Dharma. I see it more in this way. But why does Sifu see it this way? Because of the context that these statements come from. When the Buddha gave the statement, he who see the Dharma see the Tathagata. He who see the Tathagata see the Dharma. The context is, there were disciples who were attached to seeing the Buddha, but never learned Dharma, and so not free of attachment. And as a result, seeing the Buddha can cause suffering for them. Yeah, because when they are attached to the Buddha, then when they don't get to see the Buddha, they suffer. Then it defeats the point of the Buddha arising in this world, isn't it? Yeah. So the Buddha then very skillfully positioned it this way. If you want to see the Buddha, you should see the Dharma. In other words, the purpose of seeing the Buddha should be to help you cut away your suffering. So it should be equivalent to seeing the Dharma. And if you do see the Dharma, then you it's as good as having seen the Buddha already, because that's the end goal, which is to end your suffering. Yeah. So this second level is what I see has a connection with the context, yeah, in which the Buddha make those statements. In the Buddha's time, there's such a situation. Even after the Buddha's time, there are students and the teachers where, you know, the bond is so strong. Yeah. Oftentimes, when you have a group of people coming together, it is not just this life happen to bump into each other. Many lives. Sometimes I'm teacher, sometimes you are teacher. So, sometimes. Yeah. So, the difference between the Buddha and unenlightened beings is that the Buddha do not relish in that intertwinedness. Yeah. But don't reject the intertwinedness also. But make use of that link to benefit us. Hence this statement. He don't say, don't be attached, go away, go away. He also don't do that. He also don't say, come, attach to me, don't be attached, that's okay. He also don't do that. So he avoid this kind of irregularities. But instead, he make use of that attachment very skillfully, to transfer that attachment towards learning Dhamma. And in this way, ultimately, benefiting the students. So, 见诸法如，也就是见到佛了。So it's just like how I would think for some parents, I can imagine some parents knowing how their child would be very sad if they have to be separated from the parents. Yeah, and maybe the parents may tell the young child and say, "Boy, quiet, quiet, huh? You go to school, and you should remember mommy in terms of what mommy teach you. Okay, what did mommy teach you? 要乖乖，有没有乖乖？有，有。So when you're quiet, quiet, then it's as good as mama is with you. If you are not quiet, quiet, then mama." Mommy next to you also no use, correct? It is exactly the same, you know? Yeah. Those who are not enlightened is just like a small kid, you know? Yeah? So Buddha very skillfully, shift them towards the Dhamma. So, 不是以三十二相来决定是他是佛. Why? Because there are those who are attached to the Buddha's features, and grasp onto that. Not just the Buddha, no. Many of the Buddha's disciples are also very very charismatic. There are suttas describing how some of them, they just go on arms round. It's like the Pied Piper, you know. You know Pied Piper? Yeah, they still have to play. Poo, 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 poo. The monks don't have to do anything. Just walk out. Then the whole group of them, all fanboy, fangirl, all follow, you know. Yeah, quite amazing. And they didn't even have to do it. Just go on mantra. The whole group follow. Yeah. The difference is, through that, then they share with the following, the Dhamma, and release them from that attachment, just as well. Worldly people use that to do what? Make a living. Yeah. They become pop star. Yeah. Of course, there are some pop star who then make use of that following to do something worthwhile. Yeah, by let's say carrying out acts of humanitarianism, then they encourage the fans to also do a worthy cause. But some do, some don't. Yeah. So the Buddha is one such individual. So, 前面发无上菩提心是无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相. So these are four different. The first one is the main. On no self. The next three are different aspects: past, present, future. So, 后来修六波罗蜜也是不住相. So, all these are teachings on non-attachment. 不住, that means non-attachment. 不住相, no grasping. So even in terms of cultivating the six perfections, the six paramita, it's also based on non-attachment. So, 有无相的愿, 无相的因现在的果成佛时也是离一切相。 So previously mentioned, 无相 is equivalent to non-attachment. So in terms of the aspiration, yeah, bodhicitta is without attachment. Then the cultivation itself, which is the cause, also 无相的因，无相的因，无相的愿因，然后成佛果。So the in here would refer to the cultivation. Cultivation also cultivate non-self, non-grasping, non-attachment. So when you attain the results, what is the result? Buddhahood. That itself is also 离一切相, also without attachment and grasping, in other words. 因果是一致的。So cause and fruit, they are in line. Yeah, they are in line. 不需要疑惑, you don't have to be, there shouldn't be any confusion or bewilderment. 看见佛是三十二相, 还是有相吗? Yeah, so, hey, but you say that the result has no, there's no form, yeah, no signs. But when you see the Buddha, there's 32 marks, right? Yeah, isn't that still a form of sign? Or it's still a form? 怎么能说是无相呢? How can we say that there's no form? Yeah, 其实还是无相. In actual fact, it's still beyond forms. Yeah? In what sense? In fact, if we, by now it should be quite clear, the 32 marks itself is conditionality at play. Yeah? It is precisely because of the cultivation as a cause plus conditions that you have this result. So this 32 marks is also what? Condition arising. Yeah. And hence, empty in nature. Yeah. So we say, still 无相. But, 众生有相哦，有相的心去分别就变成有相了。But Buddha's angle, from Buddha's side, 还是无相的。In other words, he don't grasp onto that as him. Yeah. But for us, everything also grasps on. So, 佛本性即经. So this is one of the sutra, detailing his own cultivation, yeah, the collection of his cultivation. Yeah, yeah. But 佛本性即经上有个故事, yeah, there's this story inside this series of sutras.就是在大海里有一种没有脚的龙，叫是鸠龙啊，什么鸠啊，鸠啊，鸠龙嘛，哈、啊。So there's a kind of dragon without the horns. So 他们也有这个夫妇啊，夫妇关系啊。So 那个。雌秋龙怀孕了，哇 ，so pregnant 啊，身体不健康，气色也不正常。So there's this kind of dragon that has no horn. They also have mates, yeah. And then the female one got pregnant, yeah. And then the health is not so good. Yeah, the looks is not so normal. So 雄秋龙对太太说，Can you imagine the dragon?Yeah, then got the lipstick one, huh? Yeah, probably not, huh? So what did he say? 怎么你 I can't help it, but see this. 怎么你身体不健康啊？不健康呢？气色也不好呢？雌秋龙不回答。The female dragon don't reply. Yeah, 他又在问。Yeah, so the.The husband asked again. Yeah, 他太太说，说了你也办不到，不如不要说。哇 ，just like human beings 啊。So, 你说出来听听吧，看看能不能办到。Yeah. So why don't you just, you know, tell me? Yeah. So, 这个赤秋龙说，我心里老喜欢想吃猴。这个什么为猴的心， 哇，说咽喉，咽喉啊，咽喉的声音，因为没吃到，吃没吃到，心里不舒服，哇，起了，忧闷忧愁，所以身体不好，哇，啊 ，just like human beings 啊，哇，哎呀，都跳绿了，跳啦 ，maybe I can do it。哎呀 I crave for this food、I don't get to eat it I'm very sad、So 熊秋龙说哎呀这个这件这事很难猴是在大树上住我们在大海里怎么能知道他的心呢这不容易啊、So yeah, the male dragon tell the wife you know,The monkey live on the great tree. We are on the, in the ocean. How to eat the heart? Yeah. So, 吃秋龙说 So the female replied, 若是吃不到他的心，我可能活不下去了。哇，绝了啊 If I don't get to eat the monkey's heart, I might not be able to survive.、I might die. 熊秋龙说不不，我们可以想办法。看看能不能抓到他、Guys are always so stupid、Yeah, girls just wait, 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 then the guy、I'll go and do it So some people say that the very smart woman don't have to do anything Just wait, 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 then the guy、And the best thing is manage to convince the guy as though the guy really want to do it Yeah, so women are naturalmanagers but don't take it as a like true for all yeah. nowadays some guys also become like women don't want to do anything then to the girl yeah. but I've never heard of this some of the encounters sometimes some studentsThey are afraid of spider. So what happened? They go and to the husband. So the husband go and kill the spider. They don't like this. Then the husband go and... Yeah, so, collective karma. Collective karma. Yeah. Sometimes you think about it. We may say, oh, I'm afraid. But because of your fear, you cause that creature's death. You think about it. At some point, I observe and realize this time, like, yeah, no matter how beautiful the girl is, this heart not very pure, not very beautiful. Yeah, a person who wish for the suffering of others, how can that be beautiful? Men are very stupid. Yeah, because of the love for the.Girlfriend or the wife, whatever the girlfriend or wife wants, can. Yeah, and also try to be macho, ma. Don't worry, you're afraid. Come, I kill for you. What is that to be afraid? Like that. Yeah, then in the end, you yourself, yeah, go and do the killing. Yeah, and then you think about it. Then when the husband or the boyfriend do something like that, then the wife or girlfriend, wow, so happy, right?My boyfriend's so brave. Yeah, today your boyfriend can squash an insect. Tomorrow can squash you. For you, can squash the cockroach. Tomorrow, for another girl, can squash you. Right? It's the same thing. It's just that at this moment, love you more than the cockroach. All it takes is...For that person's love to transfer to another person, then you become the cockroach. So women, open your eyes. Yeah, don't be so happy if someone is willing to kill for you. If the person can kill for you, the person can kill you also. So, 熊秋龙就从海里来到岸上 you see, go through the trouble. Like, if I'm the 秋龙, I'll be like, what's your problem? Eat seafood not enough, still want to eat. 哎呦, 秋龙, okay, 看到大树上有 一只猴在吃树果。Yeah, so you saw this, it went from the ocean, go until reached the elite, it went ashore. And then saw this monkey eating the fruits up in the tree. 秋龙对猴说了一些美丽的语言。Wow, this male dragon also quite cunning. Huh? Before I continue, can I request a piece of tissue to wipe my... Yeah. Anyone?噔噔噔噔噔 ，OK。
Scratched on
the
tissue。
不变了。
Cool, you want this?
啊
？Long for
that. OK. Just lend me for a while. Please don't give it to me, huh? Because a lot of people have given me, and then, but I don't always bring it up. OK. Thank you. Yeah. While I don't always wash my face, but when my lenses get dirty, I really feel like I'm dreaming, you know. Yeah. What happened? How come there's some stain on it? Okay, can you help me pass it back? Thank you. Okay. So, 说了一些美丽的语言 so said some nice things to the monkey. 哎呀，好朋友呀，你怎么样？有什么辛苦吗？ So, 哎呀， good friend. How are you?Yeah, any difficulties? Yeah, so if the dragon is a Singaporean, they, hey, Peggy Wei, whoa, 不辛苦哦。Okay, so what did the monkey reply? 猴说，我没有什么大的辛苦，生活还可以对付。So, yeah, not much big suffering, not much big problem. I still can manage. 秋龙说。你可知道海那边的森林有很多甜美的果子呀、
甜
牛比这里好多了呀、好得多 sorry 好得多你愿不愿意去呢 yeah, so do you know over in the ocean yeah, there's the forest that hasmuch better, much sweeter, succulent, the fruits. Yeah, much better than this place. Would you care to go? So if you're Singaporean dragon, right, then you have to say, come to the ocean, we have the Mao San Mang durian. Yeah. So, 这猴一想, so this monkey thought, 哎呀,我在这里有时得到果吃呀，有时得不到。如果那边有好的，我也可以去呀。So the monkey thought, over here sometimes I get fruit, sometimes I don't. If over there they have good, you know, they have, the place is good, maybe I can go and take a look. Yeah, it's just like how some Singaporeans they hear, wow, some countries not bad, I'll go and migrate there. Yeah.说但是海那么广我去不了 So the monkey still said Okay, but the ocean is so vast yeah, I'm not able to go 秋龙说不要紧你可以骑在我背上我载你去 yeah, So the dragon said No problem I will carry you on my back And then you go wow, So good So next time when someone come and offer you something really good Think twice, huh? So, 猴从树上下来，跳到秋龙的背上，秋龙就这个奔背这个什么什么这他拖着他走，然后下向尘。So carry on the back and then dragging him along and then slowly dive in. 猴说，哎呀，你不是背这个拖我到海的彼岸吗？彼岸怎么向海里去了去呢？ So you're supposed to bring me across, then why are you dragging me down? 秋龙说，你知道吗，我太太也老想吃你的心，没吃到，身体不健康，所以我要这个拖你到海里去。 Yeah, so he told him the truth that his wife want to hit in his heart. Yeah, so I want to bring you down so that yeah, so and the wife help is not good, that's why I have to bring you down. So 这猴心里想，哎呀，不吉祥，什么办法能解脱这苦难呢？想到了，哇，是 quite fast 啊。Just a few seconds. Yeah, and because 师父 cannot read very fast. So when he think about it, probably even faster. So he immediately have a way to escape. Yeah. So this is what he said. 你怎么不早告诉我呢？ Yeah, why didn't you tell me earlier? Well, this monkey also quite smart. Huh? So 我的心还在书上。没带来。现在你再拖我回去拿。So this is quite funny. So my heart is on the tree. You bring it back, I bring it down. 秋龙就转过身来回到岸上。哎呦， this dragon...that's why I already said quite stupid. Wife say something, then he go and do. Monkey say something, then he also do. Not a very wise dragon. No one, maybe no horn one. Yeah, the one with the horn is smarter. So turn around. 一到岸，这猴用所有的精力跳上去，爬到树上。Yeah, so of course, we expect this. Once they come ashore, he immediately climb up the tree and, you know, get up. 秋龙在那里等老半天。So the dragon waited for a long time. Yeah.
我的脚抽筋。Yeah.
So 秋龙，这个猴也不下来，等了半天，猴也不下来。So 秋龙说：“好朋友呀，still calling him 好朋友。I don't know whether he really think that monkey is so stupid. So 你怎么不下来呢？呀、yeah, ，快把你的心带来。It's really funny.”我再拖你到海底去。Yeah, 这时猴不出声。So, 这个秋龙又说了一句。Yeah, so he repeated his request. Yeah, hey, why don't you come down? Then I can bring your heart back. So then the monkey replied, 你还想欺骗我? Yeah, you still want to trick me. 哪有这种事情呢? Yeah,In Singlish, it would be, where got such things? So you can see how it's a direct translation. So, 我不去了. Yeah, I will not be going. 在这里虽然生活不太好, 可以过得去, 过得去. Okay. 我不相信你的话了, 所以这件事没成功. Yeah, so the monkey managed to escape, huh?So, what an interesting story. So, are you the monkey or the dragon? 这故事表示什么呢？ So what does this story mean? 佛说那个猴就是我 yeah, So in the past life the monkey was the Buddha yeah, 秋龙是魔王 So the dragon yeah, the hornless dragon yeah, is actually Mara yeah, So魔王在过去很久远前欺骗过佛，现在佛成道了，魔王不能再欺骗佛。So in the long distance past, the Mara, yeah. So Mara is one of the heavenly being, yeah. In fact, some of the Buddha's disciples in the past life ever being reborn as Mara before, yeah.Chances are high that we have been Mara before, so yeah. But so here the Buddha is saying, in the past Mara has deceived the Buddha before, yeah. But now that the Buddha has attained enlightenment, Mara can no longer deceive the Buddha. Yeah, so, what about it? 但是我们有时候说 yeah, sometimes we say this, 某某人欺骗我。Yeah, somebody cheat me. 若在佛法的道理上说，没有这回事。Yeah, in fact, there's in the Buddha Dharma, nobody there's no such a thing. 任何人不能欺骗你。Yeah, no one can deceive you. Yeah, you cannot. That is not possible. Yeah. 那么为什么说欺骗呢 ？Then.Why do we say that someone deceive us? Yeah, 是自己欺骗自己。It is self-deception. Yeah. 为什么呢? How is this so? 因为智慧不够。Yeah, because our wisdom is insufficient. 人都是自己做一些蠢事，使令将来受很多的苦，所以不能怨天尤人，而是自己智慧不足，不够。所以佛法是重视智慧的 yeah. So self-deception. In my opinion, the link to the text is the truth is always out there yeah, but we don't see it, and we fool ourselves grasping onto our perception, grasping onto our attachment to the self, and we hold the ego as most importantThis is the greatest self-deception. In terms of the worldly form of deception, yeah, I've often highlighted, you look at many of the report in the newspaper, when they are interviewed, they will always tell the police, these con men are getting very smart. If they don't say that the con man is smart, that means they are dumb. Nobody wants to admit that they are dumb. So it must be that comment is very smart. I'm not dumb, no. I'm actually quite smart, but the comment very cunning. Some have black magic. Some even know how to hypnotize people. That's why I got tricked, you know. Who want to go to the police and say, actually it's my fault, I'm greedy. Yeah. If I'm not greedy, why would I be so stupid? Believe that, oh, this magic box can multiply the cash. Yeah. Because of greed. Yeah. The greed causes us to want to believe. So we are part of the con job. Yeah. We con ourselves. But that is the worldly con. The ultimate con is that we con ourselves thinking that there is a self. And this con job causes us so much suffering. Yeah. So, 之前说到韩高祖 yeah, 韩高祖他想保护 欺负人的安全办不到 yeah, So there's this mentioned about one of the emperor. He tried to protect the wife, but he was not able to do that. So,韩高祖在中国历史上可以说是一个很不得了的大皇帝 yeah, So he's quite a he's an emperor that is quite accomplished. Yeah. So, 但这件事办不到。Yeah, but he was not able to do this. Yeah, to protect his own wife. So, 做皇帝还有办不到的事情。So even if you are the emperor, there are certain things you cannot do. 因此我说，修福还要修慧。Yeah. So, when we cultivate, what do you call this? Fortune, yeah, or merits, yeah. Then you should still cultivate wisdom. So, why? 有智慧能保护自己的身的安全 yeah. If you have wisdom, you can protect your own safety. Yeah. 修慧又修福就好了吗 Yeah. So, if you cultivate wisdom and then you cultivate some merits, is that enough? 不行。还有问题 No, that's still problem. What kind of problem? 还应该修慈悲心 So you should still cultivate loving kindness and compassion. Yeah, loving kindness, compassion, wisdom, merit, together then it's complete. So 这样子才是安全的 Then this is true safety. Yeah, then you are truly safe. You know? 这个人有福有慧如果没有慈悲心What happened? If this person have merit, have wisdom, but no loving kindness and compassion, 哇，假了。他若作恶，能做出最大的恶事。Huh? If he was to commit something that is evil, or he can do a great evil. If you don't have merits, you don't have means you don't have power. And you don't have wisdom, then you are not too smart to devise a very grand plan. So even when you want to harm people, at most you maybe you can write a post-it note and stick on the back. also quite mean. But that's all. Maybe all you can think of is, later when he walk past, I stick out my leg. maybe that's all you are capable of. You know. But if you have merits and you have some of your wisdom, wisdom doesn't mean it's always just about the supramundane wisdom. That's the wrong wisdom also. Yeah? It means that you use your smart to go and do things. In this case, you may end up doing horrible things. Yeah. So, 然后就会到三恶道受苦。Yeah. Then you will suffer in the three lower realms. 所以修福、修慧还应该修慈悲。Yeah. So, you should cultivate merits, wisdom, and love and compassion. Yeah. 不然的话 otherwise, what happened?自己用智慧造很多罪来伤害自己 Otherwise, you will use your wisdom to go and do a lot of wrong things to harm yourself. so, 信受门这是 第二大科里面须菩提问 yeah, So, 须菩提白佛言 So, as mentioned before, yeah, So, whenis the disciple towards the Buddha, then it's Bai. Yeah. Then Buddha towards the student is Gao. Yeah. So, 世尊彼有众生得闻如是言说章句生时信不 So, after the last set, then Venerable Subhuti asked the Buddha, yeah, what did he ask?Yes, well honored one. Will that when there are sentient beings who come to hear of these teachings, yeah, will they arise pure faith, yeah, or not? So, he asked this question. So 前面说无相愿无相的六波罗蜜行得无相果，然后说愿行果。然后愿行果，这是略说般若的大意，是无相的因果。So from the cause to the result. What is the cause? You have aspiration and you have cultivation, then you get results. Yeah, I've mentioned this quite a bit. Yeah. So 愿导行，以行满愿。So you have aspiration, it must be coupled with your practice.Yeah, that is in line with the cultivation. How to be in line? Your aspiration guides your practice. If you keep making aspiration but never act on it, can? Can. Then that's called empty talk. Yeah? 空想. But if you were to do your practice without aspiration, then it's just chong ah. I don't know where you're heading. Yeah. So together, then it's complete. And one day, you reach your goal. Then you get the fruit. So, this is in brief. Yeah. 下面说, 学习般若的人, 就能学习这样的般若呢? 谁能? Yeah. So, here is asking the question, who? Who is capable of learning and practicing in this way? So, 章是一大段的文, so one whole section. 句是章里面一句一句的文字, yeah, so within this whole paragraph, whole section, then there are all the sentences. 言说则包括了章句, yeah, so the spoken words include both of them. Yeah. 章句是文字, 文字也是言说, yeah, so 章句, para and sentence, I think you can say one para or one section, and the sentences, yeah, this refers to the wordings, and the wordings can also refer to the spoken words, yeah. So my teacher is very interesting in this way. He will go down to explain some of these terms. Yeah. So 我们说话一字一字的, yeah. So when we speak, it's one character at a time. Yeah. 就是文句, yeah. So these characters together, they are the language. Yeah. 还是有这个声音的, yeah, that's the sound. 言说是能全显意, 能全显意的, yeah. 意是言说所浅, 所显示的道理. Yeah, so this is about this 能所的道理. So over here, I must highlight my teacher. There are two main lineages that he espouses. One is Madhyamika, the other one is Yogacara. Yeah, so here, talking about 言说, 能权所权跟所权. So this is actually predominantly more of a Yogacara teaching. Yeah, Yogacara teaching. Why? Because Yogacara has a lot of emphasis on 名言. Yeah, that means words and concepts. The focus is on words and concepts, on how words and concepts have no substance. Whereas Madhyamika school is directly focused on how all things have no nature. Yeah. Have no nature by itself. So Yogacara, the entry point, the cutting through point is by breaking down the words and concepts within our mind. Yeah. That our discrimination is based on words and concepts. But if words and concepts itself is insubstantial, then it means that whatever you're discriminating actually is nonsense. And hence, 希望分别, that is false discrimination. Yeah. So, it's from this angle that Yogacara cuts in to establish that this is why we suffer. Because we don't see the truth, the true reality directly, we are always grasping onto our words and concepts that we formulate in conjunction with reality. Yeah. And then we grasp onto the words and concepts as the real thing. We don't see the actual thing outside. The actual thing in the Yogacara text is described as E. E. Yeah. So it's very interesting. The word "e" usually just means meaning, but in Yogacara text, it is referring to the substance. Yeah, 唯有名而无义. Yeah, actually, only just names, no substance. Yeah, the substance is outside there. But Madhyamika school, which is what this Dhamma Sutra is mainly on, right? don't go into the name or what. It can also be applied there, but the entry focus is directly, it's just empty in nature. So sometimes when you look through my teacher's teaching, right, you see that his approach tend to intertwine the two. When he teach the text that is mainly Madhyamika, he interweave in Yogacara concepts. Then when he teach Yogacara Bhumisastra or the Mahayana Sangraha, he bring in Madhyamika concepts. Yeah. So this is how we were taught. But if you are not exposed to the strict the teaching on both, it can be helpful also. Yeah. But if you have been exposed, then you may sometimes feel a bit like, hey, but this is not Madhyamika teaching, huh? Yeah. So I thought I want to just highlight that. I don't know whether this is apparent to you all, yeah, but this line itself this line itself is predominantly Yogacara in nature. So 能全显的文 跟 说全显的意, yeah? So the words words can express certain meaning. So words are the expressor and meaning is the expressed. Yeah? So expressor is 能全, yeah? 能全显, 能全. Then 说全 is the expressed. What is the expressed? Is the meaning. Yeah? So in Yogacara, as I mentioned, expressed means substance. Okay? So 言说是能全显的意的. Yeah, so 言说, words and speech can express. Yeah, is the medium that can express. Okay? Then can express what? Express some meaning. Okay? 意是言说所全显. Yeah, so the meaning is what has been expressed, that can be expressed. Yeah? 所显示的道理, that is the express principle and meaning. Okay, so so this part. Following from the earlier thing about 文章句言说. So, 须菩提问佛, 彼有众生, yeah. 可能有这样的众生. So, Venerable Shubhuti asked the Buddha, 彼有众生, so there may be such sentient beings. Yeah? 可能有这样的众生. 得闻如是, 言说章句, 生实信不. So, the earlier verse. In other words, 有因缘听闻这样的言说章句. So there may be some sentient beings with the conditions to hear such teachings. Yeah. Then 他会思维言说章句里的意. Then he may contemplate and reflect on the meaning within this text. Yeah. 像前面说, yeah, just like has been said earlier, 发无上菩提心时, 无我相, 无人相, 无众生相, 无寿者相, 这是无相的愿. Yeah, just like earlier, the whole series on the no self, that is the non-grasping aspiration. Then 修六波罗蜜 也是无相. So cultivating the six perfections is also non-grasping, yeah, without any grasping onto the signs, features. 得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提, 得一切种子名为佛也是无相. So even when you attain the unsurpassed enlightenment, perfect enlightenment, it is also without grasping, yeah, including obtaining all the various forms of wisdom, yeah, and be called Buddha, yeah, is also without grasping. 对这样深奥的法门能生 能相信这是真实不虚吗? Yeah, is it possible to have faith, yeah, that this is true, yeah, and not false? 实性, 不是指一般的信。So just I mentioned pure faith. Yeah, pure faith. So 实信, so pure, I translate as purified faith. So it is not about the usual kind of faith. Not that. Okay.噔噔噔噔，We'll continue next week. Yeah, Korean drama. Yeah, up to the point when you're all like, okay, then we stop here. Yeah, so I want to highlight in the original text, 这个文德文如是言说章句。By itself, right, in the original context, in my opinion, not that I'm disagreeing with my teacher, but over here, this whole section, he is bringing in a layer of the teaching on Yogacara. But in the original context, Venerable Subhuti was probably just referring to the teachings that has been made, yeah, with no subtext of.That Yogacara angle. Yeah. He was basically just saying, if someone heard of this teaching, that's all. Yeah. But my teacher, because he espouses these two schools. So, and Yan Shuo Zhang Ji in Yogacara has that element. So he bring in this. But in the Diamond Sutra, this part, in my opinion, don't have that deeper layer of meaning.So next week when we come back, we'll explore further. Huh? Sorry? Oh yeah, next week no Dhamma Sutra. Because next week, outdoors, we'll be at Amokyo Park. Yeah. Next week. Unless you all want. If you all want to have Dhamma Sutra, but you'll be in the park, then it's really like Dhamma Sutra in the park. Yeah. Huh? How? Do you all want? From that expression, Yeah, never mind. But next week, SGC will be at the Amokyo Park. If enough of you all turn up and stay back, then you have the Dhamma Sutra class. If insufficient, then we'll come back the following week. Because next week, the Buddhist Library have the Qi Yue Fa Hui.Okay. 愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿消三障诸烦恼。
愿得智慧真明了。
愿得智慧真明了。
普愿罪障悉消除。
愿罪障悉消除。
世世常行菩萨道。
世世常行菩萨道。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
起立。